And welcome back to Focus. We're joined by Jenna Preston, the Mercer County Farm Bureau. Jenna, we're at your office here because you hurt your foot a while back. Yeah. Can I reveal that to everybody?
Yeah, that's fine. And I'm finally back in the office and really raring to go with some of the conferences that we've had this past week and, stuff for the future.
Yeah, speaking of that, the Women in Agriculture Conference was on Friday, I believe. That was a great opportunity for women to come together and share an experience about their experiences in ag as well.
Yeah, we had a great turnout actually on the Thursday before the conference. We had to shut off registration just to be sure that we didn't hit max capacity, but great conference, good turnout. The women that attended really seemed to enjoy the speakers that we had lined up, and the committee as a whole is happy with the way everything went.
Very good, and we always like to promote those events, and we'll let you know when more of them are coming up. We want to talk a little bit about ACE Camp that is coming up. Can you tell us what that is and how that's exciting for the kids?
Yeah, so ACE Camp is a Mercer County tradition. It's been going on for about 30 years, give or take a few years in between. But it's with our Ag in the Classroom volunteers, and we actually partner with the Mercer County Soil and Water to put this on. It will be May 7th out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds, so we're getting everything lined up for that, speakers and volunteers, and of course the kids that come out. The volunteers get excited about it, and so do the kids. So it's a great opportunity to teach kids about agriculture, conservation, and what they can do to be a part of it.
Fantastic. And I know you mentioned that this is a safety week. It's about grain bin safety. And, of course, the other thing, planting is coming up. Of course, the weather is what we're waiting on there. Let's start with some of the safety messages we want to get out there, because grain bins can be a dangerous place to crawl into even for a second.
Yeah, and so this week is Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, and there's going to be some seminars online. We will have some information on our Facebook page, so be sure and check that out. On Tuesday, there's actually going to be a safety, just like the safety culture, and what can you do on your farm to make safety a top priority. And then on Thursday, there's a ladder safety, because, make sure those ladders are up to code, and you don't want to be climbing up a rusty ladder to get into, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be stuck at the top of a grain bin.
You don't want that metal breaking loose either.
No. And then on Friday, it's a big topic, and I know I hear this from members. Usually they're cleaning out bins at the hottest time of the summer. So Friday there's going to be a seminar on heat stress and extreme temperatures. So usually the weather doesn't help folks out there, but ways that you don't put yourself in harm when it is time to clean out those bins. So
yeah, this weekend I saw some farm equipment being moved. I know they're getting the equipment ready to go out in the fields, and planting season is coming up. Do you know the exact start of planting? And I know you won't, but tell me why we don't exactly know that date.
A lot of it is dependent on the weather, soil moisture, and soil temperature. So it probably won't be this week where you'll see a planter in. I don't think so, unless somebody's really eager to get in the field. But the first few weeks of April, I think we're going to see some planters rolling. There's also going to be some equipment on the road, and I want to make sure that people are aware. Give those planters and whatever type of other machinery is on the roads, give them enough space. Don't tailgate them. Please do not pass in a no passing zone. Even though they are a slow moving vehicle, it still applies that it's a no passing zone. So most of the time they're not going very far, so just be patient, please. I know everybody is always in a hurry to get to where they're going, but just please be patient with the farmers during planting season.
Great safety advice, and it seems like we were just talking about this at harvest, but we're already at planting again. Jenna Preston, Mercer County Farm Bureau, thanks so much, and we hope you have a safe planting season.
Yes, thank you, Terry, and another reminder, if you would like to join the Farm Bureau, please call us at our office at 309-582-5116, or just pop in the office, and we can get you all set up.
Sounds good. Jenna Preston, Mercer County Farm Bureau, thanks for being our guest today on Focus.
Yes, thank you, Terry.